It was a dark night, late in Los Angeles, city of Los Angeles, and I was walking home, and I saw something that changed my life, and it was something that, you know, you might see every day, but to me it had the kind of impact that very few things have ever had on me, and it was a beautiful, beautiful mural that was etched with Sharpie and some glass cutters in the side of a stone building that, you know, probably hadn't been maintained in a few months. And it said, "Look up." And there was a figure looking up into the sky, and there was just like tears streaming down the figure's face, but the tears made a pool at the figure's feet. And in the pool was the reflection of, looked like birds or angels or something. And it impacted me because there was no signature on the art. And I just looked at it and I thought, you know what, whoever spent 5 hours making this, whoever spent the time to carve this into the side of the building, believed in something. And they didn't just believe in something because they wanted to get paid. They believed in something because it was real. And you could tell it was real. The craftsmanship was amazing. But what was even more amazing was how harsh the penalties are for graffiti in Los Angeles. That somebody would take that risk. And that somebody would live with that type of conviction and passion. And it was something that hit me directly in my heart, and I knew I had to do something with my life. I knew I had to go somewhere where people who make that kind of art can live a better life, because I want to be near them. And that was the kind of thing that it changed me and it impacted me so deeply that I went home and I bought a ticket, a one-way ticket. I bought a ticket, and I left the United States, and I've been looking up ever since. And I just have to tell you something, that there's times in life when living with passion and believing in something is all we have left as human beings, and when you can look at your old face in the mirror and cup your face in your hands and